one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. It reminds us of all that once was good.
And the only church that truly feeds the soul day in, day out, is the Church of Baseball.
White Sox Weekly, presented by Miller Lite, the official weekly talk show covering all things White Sox baseball. The latest news and views from players, coaches, and direct from the front office. White Sox Weekly, on the proud new home for Chicago White Sox baseball. WLS. EM 890.
So welcome in to White Sox Weekly, our very first of the playoffs, of the offseason, of the offseason of 2016. I'm Connor McKnight, and we've got you for an hour this Saturday afternoon. And in fact, that'll be the plan throughout the offseason. You and me get to talk White Sox baseball as we go through what's going to be a pretty interesting offseason for the White Sox, for sure. Already have had plenty of news made with the White Sox making a move at the manager's spot. Ricky Renteria coming in, and he'll make his second stint at the manager's job, having managed the Cubs, helmed the Cubs for the 2014 season. Comes over to the South Side, and he'll fill in or move in to the position run by Robin Ventura for the last 5 years. Of course, you knew that was news, and you knew that was going on. That happened about a week ago, but we figured we'd talk a little bit about it and the state of the White Sox and exactly, you know, where you think things are going here over the next handful of weeks. We'll probably talk a little bit of playoffs, too. I mean, if you're a baseball fan, if you're tuned into this kind of stuff, you've seen some pretty interesting results over the last 3 or 4 days. The play-in games were phenomenal. But mostly want to talk about how the White Sox get themselves to a position of hosting a couple of playoff games as soon as they possibly can. Here's the plan for the afternoon here on White Sox Weekly. You can get involved with the show, and I want to talk with you about the new White Sox manager, Rick Renteria. You can give us a call. 312-591-8900 is the phone number. You can also hit us on Twitter. At C1 McKnight is the Twitter handle. At C1 McKnight. You get it, us, and we get your thoughts here on the show. Rick Renteria is actually going to join us, well, technically through the magic of radio. We've recorded a conversation with Rick, and we'll bring it back for you. I had a chance to sit down with the new White Sox manager a couple of days ago when we talked about the new opportunity for him taking over a ball club that, you know, has a direction and has a plan but hasn't told anyone what that is yet. And, of course, you know, rightly so. So that leaves us and White Sox fans kind of wondering and guessing, and which is a fun part of the offseason, or at least can be, to see exactly where this roster and where this White Sox team as a franchise, as a front office, is going to head during the offseason. So we got plenty to do over the next couple of weeks. We'll also bring you a couple of cuts, a few pieces from Rick Hahn, the general manager, who in meeting with Rick Renteria or in a press conference with Rick Renteria, kind of worked through some things, some questions of this past season, where this 2016 season kind of got a little bit more disappointing, and the Sox were unable to capitalize on a 23-10 start to the year that had them right up there with everybody else, with anybody else in Major League Baseball. That kind of slipped away on them. And just kind of looking back at the season that was, some of the positives, some of the negatives, some of the things that need to be cleaned up, shored up, for this White Sox team to make a playoff push as soon as they possibly can. That's been Rick Hahn's stated goal, and the White Sox stated goal for quite some time now, as it obviously is a team that that wants to win as soon as it can. So you've got the ways to get in touch with us, 312-591-8900. You have the Twitter handle if you're more of the online person, which is totally fine, but please don't do it while you're driving. Stay safe. And that's how you get in touch with the show. Rick Renteria, I think we're going to, just after a quick break here in a couple of minutes, you'll hear our sit-down with Rick Renteria. But I think looking back first before we look forward is kind of a good place to start our first White Sox Weekly of the off season. And before we do, White Sox fans, want to let you know that you don't have to let aches and pains keep you from doing the things you love to do. You can schedule an appointment at any of our 340 facilities by visiting athletico.com/appointments. Athletico, the official physical therapy provider of the Chicago White Sox. Athletico, better for everybody. So, as we look back, and I think, you know, maybe with the Athletico read, it's kind of cued me to a couple of injuries, a couple of physical things that this White Sox team kind of needs to get set, fix up, or had go right with them over the last season. Injuries were a part and are a part of every single baseball season, and I think, you know, in the conversations that the general manager, Rick Hahn, was having in some of the conversations that he was having with the media this early this last week on Monday, in fact, when he sat down for a press conference and talked about the season that was and the White Sox decision to go to Rick Renteria as manager after Robin Ventura decided to step down from the skipper's spot that he'd held for the last 5 years. You know, you look through some of the injuries, some of the bugs that popped up throughout the course of the season, perhaps and I think, you know, both Robin on his in his final day as manager mentioned in some of the press conferences a lack of depth that maybe affected the White Sox more than they'd hoped or certainly more than they had expected. I think Rick Renteria mentioned that a couple of times. I think Rick Hahn mentioned it a couple of times as well. And when you had guys like Austin Jackson go down for the remainder of the season, you know, in the middle of summer, guys like Tyler Saldino and Brett Laurie fall to injuries too, some of that depth was a little bit exposed. And I think, you know, as we look through how the White Sox are kind of building up, you know, depth as any team does, you look at some of the drafts, you look at some of the minor league ball players who came up and made a little bit of impact for the White Sox in the 2016 season. And I think slowly but surely, they're starting to add some depth to that roster. And the top 40 roster, the 40-man. And I think that draft, maybe more than anything else, has been pretty impressive when you look to, you know, how do the White Sox add depth? How do you get to that point where, you know, you've got some fill-ins coming in, maybe more like a Cardinals organization that even if you have a couple of bodies hurt, you're rolling in a guy who's worth a win over a replacement player. It's been impressive stuff. Then you know, kind of take those conversations, the ideas of creating depth, of having a more full roster, and then it's utilizing it to its utmost, right? It's making sure that each and every guy is being deployed in the position, the best position for them to succeed. And I think that's kind of where the conversation shifts to, you know, Rick Renteria. I think looking back to his history in baseball, before we look forward to what he may bring to the White Sox for the 2016 season, I think maybe gives some context as to why the White Sox tagged Rick Renteria seemingly a while ago to be, you know, a prospective manager. Certainly, and as Rick Hahn said in the press conference a number of times, it was their expectation that they compete, that they have a better ball club than 78 and 84 this season, that Robin Ventura would be the manager in that of said club going forward, and perhaps Rick Renteria would get a shot as a manager somewhere else. It did not go that way. And Renteria has his chance at the manager's job for a second time in the big leagues here for the Southsiders. So looking back, I think it's you know, I've had a couple of people ask either on Twitter or elsewhere, you know, why Rick Renteria? And I think, you know, Rick Hahn said a couple of things, and we'll bring you those comments in a little bit. But I find Rick is a pretty interesting guy. It's a pretty interesting hire. Brought on as a manager for the 2014 Cubs, a team that was still trying to find its way, a team that was, you know, before, you know, you look back at that 2015 team just two seasons ago, not this last one, but the past, got themselves to an NLCS. It was a team that had some budding young talent, but was still really looking for depth, something that we, you know, talked about to start the show, looking for, you know, a couple other players to either come up from the minor leagues or maybe sign in free agency to fill out that roster and make a real steady and solid contender. Renteria was brought in as a, you know, kind of developer of young talent, a really good communicator, a guy who has, and this was kind of brought up a couple of times in press conferences, a guy who has the ability to reach all facets, or at least many facets, of a multicultural clubhouse, and the White Sox have exactly that. A lot of Latino players, a lot of guys who, you know, speak better Spanish than they do English, and while, you know, everybody speaks a basic level of baseball in that clubhouse, it's certainly good to have a guy at the top who, you know, knows kind of where you've been and where you come from. It's easier to literally communicate and kind of, you know, metaphorically communicate too through both of those, you know, kind of, well, through a multicultural kind of lens. So I think Rick brings that in a pretty important and feasible way, you know, a pretty immediate way. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. It's a quick transition into a guy that's seen what this last season was, saw the pitfalls and saw the successes of a couple of different ball players in this clubhouse. And whether that's, you know, guys like Chris Sale or guys like Jose Quintana turning in really great seasons. Jose Quintana probably having one of the best seasons. Well, yeah, it's probably his best season in the big leagues. Chris Sale having a season that's going to get him Cy Young votes yet again. I would be pretty surprised if Sale doesn't finish yet again in the top six like he has every single season he's been in the White Sox rotation. And some of the younger kids, too. You know, a guy like Tyler Saladino flashing a bit for 2 months. A guy like Tim Anderson obviously coming up and, you know, really staking his claim as being one of the pieces for the future, for the long term, for the Chicago White Sox. He played shortstop a lot better defensively than I think a lot of people thought he would, myself included. And he's proven some doubters wrong, and that's absolutely been fun to watch. But it's, you know, also been a lot of fun to watch him develop with a bat. And as his approach has kind of become a bit more professional and a bit more solid and learned what he can and can't do and what he wants to do with some pitches, I think, you know, Rick's ability, Renteria's ability to develop talent, to kind of take that young, you know, rawness of a player, perhaps like Anderson, and shape it, which is something he was hired for before and something he's been hired for again, should be a fun thing to watch over the next season for sure and over the next handful of years, hopefully. 312-591-8900 is the phone number here on White Sox Weekly. You can add some White Sox fun to your next event by scheduling Southpaw for a birthday party or a wedding, a festival, a school assembly, block party, or anything else you got going on. Southpaw would love to join you. To have him visit you, have Southpaw, I shouldn't gender Southpaw, he's it's whatever it wants to be. Have Southpaw visit you, call 312-674-1000, that's 312-674-1000, or visit whitesox.com/Southpaw. And take a break real quick. When we come back, had a chance to sit down with the new White Sox manager, Ricky Renteria. Bring you that, take a couple phone calls as well. You've got White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890.
You can listen to WLS AM 890 anywhere. Download the free WLS AM app now at WLSAM.com.
Welcome back to White Sox Weekly here on WLS AM 890. I'm Connor McKnight. We've got you up until 1 o'clock this afternoon, the off-season edition, or off-season versions, I guess, of White Sox Weekly. We'll run an hour. We'll be on at noon every Saturday, and happy to have you join us at 312-591-8900. You can also hit us on Twitter at C1 McKnight. Had a couple of people hit me on Twitter earlier. We were talking about some of the younger players that, you know, Ricky Renteria might be able to affect or hopefully, you know, influence in his first season as manager. Omar Narvaez was one of the guys pointed out by Tim McMahon over on Twitter. And, you know, one of the other issues that the White Sox kind of dealt with all season long, or at least certainly in the first 2.5 months or so, was Jose Abreu's big, long slump. And certainly he got back to producing to Jose Abreu levels in the last, you know, 3.5 months of the season or so. But one of the things that got addressed by both Rick Hahn and Rick Renteria is that you're going to have struggles in the big leagues regardless of who you are. Even Albert Pujols set an 0-for-15 at some point. But maybe Jose, hopefully for Jose, is that, you know, he's had this struggle, knows how to come out of it, and hopefully, you know, next time he gets into a little bit of a rut like he'd been in, he's able to recover from it a little bit faster, having, you know, learned from the struggles before. I had a chance to sit down with Ricky Renteria after he was announced as the 40th manager in White Sox history, and I figured we'd bring it to you. Where else would we bring it to you other than here on White Sox Weekly? So had a chance to sit down with him, talk about the new job, the opportunity, and his expectations coming into the 2017 season. Here you go. It's the new manager of the White Sox, Ricky Renteria. Ricky, congratulations on becoming the 40th manager of the White Sox. I know this is a job that you've had before, and I'm sure you're anxious to get back into the managerial job.
Yeah, thank you very much. Looking forward to it. It's a little bittersweet, as we've mentioned before, you know, because Robin and I think have become good friends, and so hopefully I can transition and make him proud as everyone else.
You're in an interesting position in that, you know, you have a familiarity with this team. There are a lot of new managers that come in and have to work with, you know, just what everybody else has told them. How do you think that, you know, equips you for this specific clubhouse, and do you think there are any drawbacks to that?
There are no drawbacks to that. I think mostly advantages. You get to know the personalities of the individuals. Obviously, from a manager's perspective, you have a little bit more of an impact in terms of, you know, demands and things of that nature. We all have had high expectations. I don't go into this season with anything less than high expectations for anyone who is in that clubhouse. But I think those guys have gotten to know me, and through some of the work that everybody has done through the year, I think they understand kind of where I'm coming from. And, you know, my intensity might be a little more visible moving forward, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
I had a chance during spring training. I happened to walk by the backfield and saw you working cutoff place during a spring training game. One had been missed. I think it was a catcher and a third baseman kind of thing. Is that kind of immediacy important to you as far when the teaching aspect of the job comes into play?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we'll try to do is, and everybody's a little different, but I think when you're putting together a working plan on a daily basis, you end up setting up fundamentals, you know, as everybody knows. But if you have a game that has some effect on how you've failed to execute a certain action, you might change your schedule to incorporate on those that following day that thing that just happened to not go well the day before. But I think those are all teaching moments. I think those are things that as the spring moves forward, we'll address before we even get back out onto the field. Hopefully we'll be able to show some video and have guys see some things, how we would like it executed, or even show how it wasn't executed, to give them more of a bird's eye view, and that'll help us continue to move forward in the process. But, you know, I think in the end, all these guys are going to want to go out there and perform. Nobody wants to go out there and fall on their face. They want to do well. So
I know this club had expectations coming into the past season, and you having been here obviously experienced the highs and the lows. In your opinion, what needs to change, whether it's in the clubhouse or with coaches or in the, you know, what needs to change for the 2017 White Sox to kind of reach those expectations?
Well, you know, we had a couple of things kind of happen, and that had more to do with guys on the field. You know, we had some health issues. We have to be able to execute better in the relief corps. Obviously, we have some very good starters, you know, with Quintana and Saylor and Rodon and Gonzalez, and obviously Shields has a history of performing well. I know it didn't go as well for him as he had wanted, but we have a starting rotation that's pretty solid. Hopefully the relief corps can continue to move forward, especially in the middle, you know, because we do have a couple of nice arms in Jones and Robertson. We had some injuries, you know, we lost Jax early in center field, and then, you know, we lost Larry about 2 months ago, but I think that we've had a couple of guys that have kind of surfaced in Lurie Garcia and Sanchez at second that have shown the ability to do some things. At least they give us a little bit more depth, hopefully. Saladino had done a very nice job this year also. So we've had, you know, some premier guys. You had Frazier, who had 40. You had Beto, who had 25 and drove in 100. I mean, so you've had some bits and pieces that came together. It just didn't all come together consistently enough over the extended period of time that we needed to have it done. Those are things that we'll have to deal with. Every club, and as I've mentioned to many people on the phone, every year is different. You know, sometimes you're able to overcome it a little better than others, but we'll do the best we can on a daily basis to see if we can just kind of push forward.
You received a lot of praise from the prior front office you worked with, the Cubs, in your ability to develop young players. Starlin Castro said a lot of great things about your work with him in your year as manager there. Tim Anderson is a guy who looks a lot like a pretty stellar young player. You know, what do you see from him, and what do you see are the next steps that he needs to take to, you know, improve his career?
You know, everybody's doing a great job with him. Joey's done a great job with him. The minor league development staff has done a great job with him, because we saw him in the spring and he's done it's leaps and bounds defensively and offensively. I know he's working on developing a better eye, so to speak. More selective eye, but he's a guy that swings the bat, and when he puts the barrel on the ball, he does some damage. So I don't think we're too worried about him in that regard. I think over time, what's going to end up happening is a guy that puts the bat on the ball and does it with the impact that he does, guys are going to start working around him a little bit, and I think that'll end up ultimately driving walks up as a byproduct, you know, not necessarily just taking pitches for the sake of taking pitches. I think that TA is going to be, we hope, someone that continues to develop and be a great asset to the organization. But like I said, Joey McEwen, the development staff throughout the organization, has done a great job with him. And I think it's kind of showing its fruits right now.
In Rick Hahn's conversations with the media in the last month of the season, the phrase "everything's on the table" has been mentioned a number of times. I'm sure that you and he have talked about the direction of this club and exactly what the possibilities are for an off season. What are your responsibilities as you see them when you come into an off season like this, and how will you take each and every step throughout the winter?
I think for me, it's just probably answering questions, how I view a player, how I view us moving forward. It's not for me to tie the front office's hands into other directions they're going to go into. My job is, as I mentioned earlier, is whatever type of club we have, that's the club I have to manage. So if it's a veteran club poised to go ahead and try to make an impact now, that's who it'll be. If it ends up being a club that's younger and has to continue to develop, so be it. The reality is you're still expecting both of them to try to do well. In terms of if it were a youthful club, it's a club that's continued to develop and give you some length in terms of time and being able to perform and get you hopefully to postseason on a consistent basis. But it's the same thing even with the veteran club. You're hoping that club's put together to put you into position to get into the postseason. So in either case, you're still striving to do the same thing.
Ricky, really appreciate you sitting down. Congratulations, and we'll see you in spring.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
That's Ricky Renteria, the new White Sox manager. And I tried. I really did. I gave it a shot. I tried to see if Ricky would let us know exactly which direction the White Sox are heading in this offseason. As I mentioned in the interview, Rick Hahn has said that everything is on the table, and we'll find out soon which way that's going to be and what the White Sox have decided is the best way to get back into or to get their franchise headed in the right direction. Ricky is a pro, though. He is a man who has managed a baseball team before and knows how to answer tricky questions. But we will keep asking them here on White Sox Weekly because I know you want to know. With MLB.TV Premium, you can watch every out-of-market game live in HD on more than 400 supported devices, and you can enjoy a free subscription to At-Bat Premium, the number one app for live baseball. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV. When we come back from the 12:30 news, I wanted to talk a bit about how Rick Renteria was hired and exactly the process that Rick Hahn kind of described. And it's a process that goes back more than a year, really, to the hiring of Ricky Renteria as bench coach for the Chicago White Sox. So we'll bring you that. And we, speaking of the direction the White Sox are heading in the winter, a lot of questions were asked to Rick Hahn about that in a press conference on Monday. Want to revisit some of those and kind of set up the off season. We won't have much news until the World Series is over. That's just kind of how that whole thing works. But once November rolls around, which is not that far away, just a couple of White Sox weeklies from now, we should have some news and relatively quickly on the White Sox. At least that's the way it seems. We'll bring you all that when we come back. You've got White Sox Weekly here on WLS AM 890. Welcome back to White Sox Weekly. Second half of the show as we start the off season for your Chicago White Sox. I'm Connor McKnight, and now's the kind of opened up the back half of the program for you. 312-591-8900 is the phone number on this gorgeous Saturday afternoon. And apparently, if you were listening to the 12:30 news, apparently we're going to get more of this weather all throughout the day and into the next couple as well, which would be nice. Nice to have a list. You want a little crispness in the air for the playoffs, right? I think I've always always believed that. But you want that warmth, too. You want that sun out there a little bit. Should be interesting. I'm kind of looking around. Some of the cities in which you're going to see playoff baseball, I think the weather could really affect it more, maybe more than it usually does. Night games at Dodger Stadium, it's really tough to get the ball out there regardless, even if there are colder temperatures. The Giants hosting games out there in San Francisco, it gets darn cold in the late evenings of October at Wrigley Field. It gets cold, and that ball is tough to get out of there, too. Cleveland is the same way. I guess Boston and maybe, Toronto, obviously, being a dome is one thing, and Texas being in Texas is another. But those are the only offensive environments that really, spring to mind over this postseason. So I don't know. Maybe it could be as many home runs as we saw during the regular season all throughout baseball. Could be a depressed run scoring environment in the playoffs here, and I suppose well, I would imagine anecdotally it always is. You get better pitchers throughout the postseason. Everybody's throwing their fifth starter away or not having them on the roster. Either way, you can live out your dream of becoming a professional baseball player by attending the White Sox Dodgers Fantasy Camp. That is January 15th through the 21st at the spring training home of the White Sox and Dodgers at Camelback Ranch in Glendale, Arizona. more information, call the Fantasy Camp Hotline. Here's the number for that, 623-302-5078. I'll give it to you again, 623-302-5078. You can also sign up by going to WhiteSox.com and clicking on Fantasy Camp. I have been assured, talking to people who have been there and the people who run it, that it is a pretty good time getting down there. And not at all a bad idea to get out of Chicago between January 15th and the 21st. It's going to be cold here, and it's going to be warm in Arizona. So I highly recommend that you get yourself to there and not be here. But that's just a weather thing. I mean, otherwise, this city is just fantastic. So, been talking a little bit, and you heard from Rick Renteria. We got a chance to sit down with the new White Sox manager on Monday and brought that to you here. You can find that interview. It is up and online at WLSAM.com/White Sox. If you want to consume that at your leisure, you are more than welcome to do so. And a couple of cuts and a couple of articles are going to be up there over the offseason about where the team is, kind of a look back and a look forward. We're going to go through each position on the White Sox roster. And I think we're going to do that to a certain degree during White Sox Weekly 2, starting next Saturday. Kind of look at it positionally, break things down, look at some of the depth in the organization. I will more than likely bug Nick Hostetler, the director of scouting for the White Sox, and we'll talk a little bit about the depth and some of the guys that you can expect to see perhaps fighting for jobs in spring training or at the upper levels of the minor leagues and maybe pushing for roster spots as the 2017 season goes on. And, you know, we'll talk about some of those players because as the next couple of weeks go, we're really just kind of left to have, I suppose, well, wonder, I guess, as to which way the White Sox are going to go. Of course, many teams have, you know, the teams that aren't in the playoffs have kind of a moratorium on moves. The Major League Baseball doesn't really like to see a whole lot of movement throughout the playoffs, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. They want everything focused on the playoffs, and that's all well and good. Of course, teams have, I think it's 5 days after the World Series to negotiate exclusively with players on their own team that they have control with, and then after that, it's open season when we start free agency, and that's certainly when things start to cook on the hot stove, and we'll start to cook things up a little bit on White Sox Weekly, too. But I wanted to talk a little bit, since obviously Ricky Renteria being hired as the manager of the White Sox after Robin Ventura stepping down after the final day of the 2016 season is the, you know, big story here. I found it somewhat interesting, and it is somewhat unconventional, I guess, or a little bit different, that the White Sox didn't have an open managerial search. And a lot of questions were asked about it and exactly what the process was about, you know, going through and making sure that Ricky Renteria was going to be their guy. And certainly the White Sox knew that Rick Renteria has been on the top of many lists throughout the last handful of years as you know, that next potential manager. I know that ball clubs always have a list. You always have to know for a lot of different positions in the organization, who's the next guy? Something were to happen, a better job comes around, or whatever comes around, you got to know who your next guy up, whether that's in your organization or outside of it, who that next guy up is going to be. The White Sox are no different in that. Rick Hahn kind of mentioned the, you know, kind of joked about it, the master list that they keep there with the White Sox. I'm sure it's locked in the front office somewhere, but they have that list, and a lot of teams do. The process by which the White Sox grabbed Rick Renteria as a bench coach here was pretty standard. You know, it was a guy who had spent a year outside of baseball after managing with the Cubs. He was unceremoniously fired from that Cubs job so that they could bring in Joe Maddon. I think a lot of people have seen the reasons why that happened, and the Cubs themselves have kind of said, we didn't do the best by Rick Renteria, I guess, but it's a decision they felt they had to make, and so be it. Rick was, you know, hired to do a job there as something else came around, and I think Rick has a lot of expectations of doing that job again, of making it a successful run with the White Sox. And I think a lot of teams, had they been looking for managers, or if they are looking for managers later on, are going to be kind of loathe to have to cross Rick Renteria's name off the list. Well, we can't interview him. He's got a job with the White Sox. So Rick Hahn talking a little bit, and that's going to be difficult all offseason long, is differentiating between Rick and Ricky. I'm going to do my best. A lot of last names, I think. But Rick Hahn talked a bit about the interview process and the idea behind solidifying Rick Renteria as their choice for the manager of the White Sox starting, well, effectively now. So I wanted to bring that kind of process to you here on the show?
There are relationships with some of these people already, so you have a sense. And again, there may well have been people who would have come across as strongly as Ricky did. In the end, really the tiebreaker in terms of do you hire Rick or do you hire someone who outside you feel as good about is the benefit of him having been here and knowing what we're about and understanding the players and having those relationships and the ability to, on day one, potentially maximize their ability to succeed and to understand some of the limitations we've had. From being on the inside, he had to suffer through points of this season just like the rest of us did, and he has very strong opinions about various areas that we need to improve upon and how we're going to start doing that in spring training. That's a nice advantage. And again, there are certainly other high-caliber candidates, some of whom would have made us probably feel almost as good as Ricky, or as good as Ricky on these certain traits. But ultimately, him having that advantage of having not only all those positives in the thing areas we're looking for, but that understanding of our organization and the relationship with our players makes it a relatively easy choice to stick with him.
Did you talk to anybody with the Cubs about what he was like to manage?
We have over years. I mean, obviously, you got a good relationship with Theo and Jed and those guys, and even prior to hiring him as a bench coach, had had conversations with them. And this guy was on our list when they snapped him up. We weren't in the market for a manager at that time, and we had conversations with them over the course of his season with them, as well as prior to hiring him as a bench coach, and then we had an opportunity to get our own opinions as well.
What about that perception of hiring a guy who was with your crosstown rival?
I get that. I understand that. I think it's ultimately far more damning if we had passed on him for that reason. That would strike me as extremely narrow-minded and cutting off our nose to spite our face, so to speak, to turn our back on an extremely qualified candidate because he had previously worked for the Cubs or anyone in our division or whomever you wanted to define as a potential rival. This was about hiring the best guy.
Yeah, and I'm kind of glad that Rick Hahn kind of squashed that perception pretty quickly and pretty authoritatively, and rightly so. Like you're looking for... There are only 30 clubs in this whole thing, and if you want a dance partner, whether it's trades or you're looking for places to improve your organization, hire coaches, front office staff, all that stuff, you got to look everywhere. And I'm glad, and I hope that, it's just a cooked story. All right, he managed the Cubs. It's fine. Let's move on. He is an incredibly qualified candidate and is going to be, the White Sox are convinced that he's going to be a great manager for the White Sox coming up in the 2017 season. I think that much is pretty clear. And Rick Hahn made it pretty evident that, in their, thought experiment about, talking with other managerial candidates or seeing how the carousel turns throughout the course of this offseason, the Rockies having Walt Weiss step down and whatnot. And then it creates a couple more openings. And, maybe you talk to a few bench coaches or third base coaches, that next kind of manager that have, whether that's a guy that's on a playoff team or not, those conversations happen over the next couple of weeks. The Sox were convinced that they had a guy in-house that was as good as and right up there with anyone else they were going to talk to. And I asked Ricky in the interview we aired before the 12:30 news whether he thought there were any drawbacks to having been with the organization and now, as a bench coach and moving up to the managerial spot. And I asked that because I thought that maybe, a familiarity with some players might, change the dynamic with a – not the case, though. And I've talked to a couple of people and some players and whatnot about, Ricky moving into the managerial role. That's not going to be an issue. And I think that familiarity, Renteria's familiarity with some players and some of the struggles and some of the successes they've had really is only a benefit to some of the guys on that roster, to a lot of the players on that roster. So, from that end, it's pretty clear as to why the White Sox see and Ricky Renteria sees this as a great match going forward. 312-591-8900 is the phone number here on White Sox Weekly. There were a couple of conversations, a couple of questions about, the direction for this coming offseason. And we will for sure be talking about that quite a bit over the next handful of weeks as the playoffs sizzle and come to an end, and we finally get a World Series champion toward the end of this month, beginning of November. After that, it's, we open the season. We open the off season, I guess, and it'll be very interesting, fascinating even, to see where the White Sox are headed. We won't find out for a couple of weeks, but we'll be talking about it and theorizing throughout the offseason. It is the hot stove, and it begins, well, really, in the next couple of minutes. Take a quick break, and we'll hear from Rick Hahn as to where he feels the direction of this team is headed so far, and you know, a couple of setup comments before the White Sox start this offseason. 312-591-8900. Still a couple minutes to join us here on the show. I'm Connor McKnight. You have White Sox Weekly. We will be right back.
Jonathan Brandmeier, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on WLS AM 890.
Welcome back to White Sox Weekly here on WLS AM 890. Sox Fest 2017 returns January 27th through January 29th. We're bringing ballpark fun to the Hilton Chicago. You'll score an autograph or photo with current players and coaches, White Sox greats. I'll also be there, though I don't fall into any of those categories, that's for sure. Your favorite areas are back, too, with an interactive space to play games, win prizes, and shop for team gear. It'll be a weekend of White Sox baseball you will not want to miss. We had a great time, us at WLS here, out at White Sox at Sox Fest this past winter. Our first time out there. Had a ball. Hotel packages are available now. Visit whitesox.com/SoxFest for tickets and more information. So, really, the offseason kicks off this weekend, I suppose, for the White Sox. And we'll be talking quite a bit about where they're headed and what direction they're taking and what you think this team needs to do over the course of this season to get into the playoffs in 2017. That seems to be, or at least has been stated as the goal. We'll see if that changes. We'll see if the expectations, the roster makeup, all that stuff changes. And it'll be an interesting offseason. Rick Hahn, the general manager of the ball club, talked a bit about the direction this team has been in, will be in, and a little bit around and about what this offseason may look like for White Sox fans at a press conference. This was from a press conference Monday, I guess it was Monday morning, as they announced Ricky Renteria as the 40th manager of the ball club, and we talked with him earlier on the show, so we figured we'd bring you some of the general manager here on White Sox Weekly. Here's Rick Hahn.
The goal is simple. The goal is to put us in a position to win multiple championships as quickly as possible. The exact path we're going to follow over the next few months is not one that we're going to reveal today in terms of which direction, so to speak. Everything's been discussed this offseason, or excuse me, I should say this over the course of the second half of this season, ranging from a more expansive and aggressive effort towards adding to this core to put ourselves in a position to win with this group quickly, to the other extreme of, is it time to take a more drastic step back and focus more down the line and use our current assets to build ourselves up for the future? It may not be entirely satisfying on this day to not commit to one way or the other, but there's simply no strategic advantage to the club as we enter in and executing our direction this offseason to put a line in the sand, so to speak, today and say this is what we're going to do. Whether it's talking with other clubs or agents, we're better off not going down that path prior to the time where it makes sense to execute our transactions. Once we start making our moves, it's going to be evident what we're about, what we're trying to do, and what our path is. But until those moves start taking place, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about direction.
Just a quick follow-up. I know that it was about a month or 6 weeks ago you said something along the line is you will know, White Sox fans will know which direction we're taking after the first or second move. Is this one of those moves?
You know what? And then someone immediately pointed out that our first move last offseason was signing Steve Lombardozzi to a minor league contract, which probably didn't reveal too much about what we were about. So maybe I misspoke a little bit in terms of first or second transaction, but certainly our first major transaction and the ones that follow behind that will make it clear about which direction we intend to go. We all feel very strongly that Ricky's the right guy regardless of which direction we go. And by that, I mean, even if we go with the, say, full rebuild, take it to the extreme, Ricky's background in player development and as a teacher is going to serve us extremely well as we go through that process. However, the end result of that process is a team that's able to win a championship. So we feel he's the right man, whether that championship caliber team is on the field in 2017 or something that we've built over the number of years leading up to that year when it eventually we're ready to win again.
We'll go to Powder then, Phil. Connor McKnight, WLS, AM 890. Ricky kind of summed up some of what I was asking about. But I guess for Ricky then, would there have been a direction in your conversations with Rick in taking this job that
would not have made you feel comfortable in it, in that, you know, you've been part of at least the beginning of a rebuild with your other job as manager. Would there have been a direction that wouldn't have made you think that this was the right place for you?
No, I thought in our conversations, the one thing that I've tried to stress to myself, to coaches and everything, is our job is to handle the players that we have. So whether it's a veteran club or a young club, my job is to get the most out of whomever it is that we're going to be presented with. So when you take a managing job, I can tell you that you can try to do both, win and develop with younger players. It might be a little tougher proposition because there are quite a few bumps in the road. But in either case, you're trying to end up at the same place. You're trying to develop an organization and a club that's going to give you some consistency over an extended period of time and give you the ability to hopefully post up in the postseason, at least get in, and then you take it from there, whatever happens.
Phil Rogers with MLB.com for Rick Renteria. This is a steady roster, not many free agents on it. As this team finished the season yesterday, when you look at the roster, how competitive of a team should this be?
Well, again, I think that was alluded earlier when Rob was talking about just a new voice. I'm hoping to bring in a little bit more intensity just from my from just being here and having had conversations throughout. Whatever these guys end up doing, the truth is that whatever team you have, they have to execute. Can this team compete? I think we showed during the earlier part of the year that you could. Did we fall off? Absolutely. Are there things that you can improve upon? No doubt about it. In terms of the players that we had, I think that they showed that they were able to compete. We had a little bit of an opening in the pitching department, which, you know, kind of allowed us to flutter a little bit. I think with a couple of additions, it's possible to be able to compete. But you know, every year is different. You know, sometimes everybody puts together a club. You go into spring training very optimistic about what's going to happen. The one thing that you can assure yourself is that a team must be able to go out there and play the game a certain way. You can't just play as everybody else does in terms of, I'll give you an example, you know, advancing runners or getting guys in from third base. You can't play on the same level as everybody else. You actually have to be better. And that's a challenge for us that we're going to have to overcome. And that's just playing the game.
That's the manager, Ricky Renteria. You also heard the general manager, Rick Hahn, setting up what this White Sox offseason will look like. We'll be here to cover it all for you on White Sox Weekly every Saturday at noon. If you want to stay up to date on all things White Sox this offseason, be sure to follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, on Instagram, and Snapchat for all things White Sox related, like Sox Fest, on sale dates, and more. I'm Connor McKnight. Thanks to Justin Basic, our producer this afternoon, putting these together. And thanks to Dave Zaslavsky, the executive producer of all things White Sox baseball. Can't do it without him. We'll be back Saturday afternoon at noon for our next White Sox Weekly this offseason. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to White Sox Weekly, presented by Miller Lite, the official weekly talk show covering all things White Sox baseball. Listen every week for White Sox Weekly, and listen to White Sox baseball right here. WLS AM 890.